You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Holy Toledo, you might say, since we are here in Ohio, along with the president, another of his many visits to this swing state. We wanted to tell an unusual story about a visit by both candidates to the Toledo area a few weeks back.
You can choose whether we give up new jobs and new industries to countries like China, or whether we fight to keep those jobs in states like Ohio.
And that's why one thing I will do from day one is label China a currency manipulator. They must not steal jobs in an unfair way.
These are remarks by both candidates, and aside from being delivered in Ohio, they also have references to China in common. You could tell that. And that's something that made Mayor Michael Bell of Toledo, Ohio, very nervous. Now, normally a mayor would love having the president campaigning nearby, would be excited about having his challenger down the road as well. But in this case, Mayor Bell was hosting 150 Chinese business investors, part of an opening to China that is the centerpiece of his economic program. Oh, yeah, with all those businessmen in town, Mayor Bell was worried some politician was going to blow up all his good work.
I was concerned that we would insult the people who were prepared to help us. And I was praying to God that they would be a little lighter on the rhetoric involving China during this period of time that we were doing the conference. And that's the honest to God truth.
How is China all of a sudden a pretty important player in the potential prosperity of this community?
Well, the reason China has become a player is that if you go back about 3 or 4 years here, we had a major recession going inside our city. So for me, we had a business person that came to Toledo that was from China, and he was sitting over at one of the restaurants, and he had gotten done eating, and through his translator, he was looking out at the city, and he said, "You know, Mayor, you need to market Toledo in China." He said, "And if you come over there," he said, "I will put together business people so you can tell your story about Toledo." And so I traveled over to China. This gentleman kept his promise. He put me in front of a large group of business people. And we started to create the relationships that actually brought them to our city. People had told me, said, "Well, you know, you went over there. It was just a vacation for the mayor, and they're never going to come here." And then people who were really positive about it said, "Well, you know, if you get people from China over here in 6 or 7 months, you will have done a historic thing." Well, in 30 days, they were in my office.
So that's a great story. It's a great sales pitch. And all of a sudden, in the community of Toledo, the idea of bashing China or being suspicious of China or, you know, complaining about the Asian tiger, that doesn't fly here.
It doesn't fly here, and it definitely doesn't fly here with me as the mayor. To start off with, we're into a global economy, and everybody will tell you that. And some of this bashing at the political level is just more rhetoric than anybody's following up with any type of action. Okay, we have been dealing with doing business, not when I say we, the United States, we've been doing business with China for many, many years. And so this is nothing new. They really are actually looking at being able to figure out how to reach out in a very similar way that we did when the United States was extremely powerful in having the economic leverage above other countries. We did exactly the same thing they're doing.
We had the trade barriers. We made it difficult for them to do business. And, you know, we created a situation where there was U.S. bashing.
Right. And so it's the same thing. I was on a conference call yesterday dealing with an issue similar to this in an interview, and one gentleman that was on the conference call said, "You know, this is sort of runs in a cycle. Right now, the cycle's in their advantage, and they're going to do the things that they can from the standpoint of the economic advantage that they have. When the economic advantage switches to somebody else, they'll do exactly the same thing that China's doing." So what it is we're uncomfortable because typically we're the lead dog. And right now, we got some catching up to do, and we will do it. You know, America is an extremely competitive place, and our greatness is because we bring ourselves to the challenge. But right now, For a mayor in a city that is trying to come out of a recession and trying to recreate itself, looking at every economic opportunity, I think, is the most appropriate thing to do. If I had gone as a mayor and tried to enhance my economic development by going down and stealing 1,500 jobs or 2,000 jobs from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and bringing it back to Toledo, Ohio, I haven't really enhanced anything. In fact, I probably dropped or lowered the level, because to start off with, inside the United States, if you're going to come to a different city, you're probably going to come at a lower rate. Okay, and secondly, I'm taking employees from one city and putting it into another city, so all I've done is a shell game. I haven't changed the economy inside the United States.
So what do we call that? That's the value add, right? The Chinese are your value add.
Absolutely, because when I reach over there and I bring businesses here and they're willing to invest here, this is now total new money inside the United States, and it now starts to resonate in being able to put our people back to work and get us back to where we need to be.
Do people in America need to understand that better? And say, for instance, people in the Obama administration, Treasury Secretary Geithner, who has to deal with the Chinese on a pretty hard basis sometimes, do you think they have a few lessons to learn maybe from your experience?
I think they know right now what is actually going on and what is actually working. I believe, though, that what is played on in some of the political arenas that we're dealing with right now involving the presidential races is that if you can jump onto something that people, you know, get energized about, realizing that most of them aren't going to research it, you know, all you got to do is roll with it, and it becomes pretty easy to do. But I find it pretty interesting myself. And 2 weeks ago, I'm listening to all this this bashing of China, and then I'm sitting in Chicago, where the city of Chicago is actually putting together very tangible deals with China. The same week that we're listening to all this, and I'm going, well, what's up with this? And so I talked to somebody inside the government at that time of Chicago, and he said, well, you've got to realize that there's this that people say, and then there's this down here that's actually working.
Do the Chinese do some of that as well, where they speak one voice when they're making business deals, and in the press, say, for instance, in China, there's not the most positive image of the United States?
I would say that it probably works equally on both sides, especially when you're dealing with two nations that are extremely competitive, two nations that have extremely intelligent people that realize that the bottom line is actually the dollar. You're going to have to sometimes say some things to placate people and to keep them at bay, but realize that at the end of the day, it's about being able to make the dollar.
Michael Bell is an independent, and he's also mayor of Toledo, Ohio. He gave me a tour of his offices on my way to Cleveland.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.